Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, this is John Zadak, TV voice of the Cincinnati Reds, and you're up for Late Night Reds Talk.
Hello, everybody. My name is Tim Daniel. Welcome to another emergency podcast edition of Late Night Reds Talk Live. The Cincinnati Reds pod, Loves Cincinnati Reds, is part of the Believe Podcast Network, presented as always by Bet Online. This show is streamed live on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook, and the podcast version is always up the next morning. I'm joined, as always, by Nick Curry and Carlos Guevara, and of course, our good friend from Just Baseball, Clay Snowden. But before we get to that, let me tell you guys all about BetOnline. BetOnline is your one-stop shop for all your betting needs, as for Major League Baseball, NFL futures, NBA futures, and so much more, like those San Diego Padres odds that went up today, right, Carlos? Yeah, I know you're excited about that. So please just take a moment to go to BetOnline, use our 50% welcome bonus, that's Believe, B-L-E-A-V 50, to get your odds in. BetOnline, where the games begin. All right, so we're here because Tyler Mahle, the deal has just been announced that Tyler Mahle has been traded to the Minnesota Twins. In return, the Reds are getting Spencer Steer, a second and third baseman who just played the futures game this year, currently with their AAA team. Steve Ajar, a left-handed pitcher, is currently at single A. And Christian Encarnacion Strand, currently at double A, but looking at his numbers, pretty solid numbers I've seen from there. Clay, we have you here because you're the guy that knows this stuff. Tell us a little bit about the haul the Reds are getting from the Twins in this deal.
Yeah, this is a good haul. And I know Pipeline has them ranked differently than other websites. They're kind of all up and down. But starting with Spencer Steer, that guy's probably going to be second or third baseman, I'd assume. Third, if I had to guess. 24-year-old infield, righty-righty, is Rule 5 eligible in December of this year? Before we got on here, I called Jack McMullen of Just Baseball, who is a play-by-play announcer and really watches the minors. And he mentioned that Steer could be inserted into this lineup for the Reds today. So everybody that was looking for immediate impact, Steer does fit that. In AAA, is 12 home runs, 242, 345, 485, slash line with a 118 WRC plus. Not a high strikeout guy either, which we like to see. 18.5 strikeout percentage with a 12.1 walk percentage. So it's actually Steve Hasher is how you pronounce it. And I know that everyone's going to mess that up, but it's Steve Hasher. He actually pitched at Michigan a couple years ago, was a second round pick. And one thing that I like about him a lot is if you watch him pitch, he hides the ball really well. He's a lefty, 6'5", 240, and kind of has a quick motion towards the plate and keeps the ball kind of behind his head as he comes in. 21 years old, turns 22 in less than a month. 14.63 Ks per nine, 2.47 ERA this year in 12 starts. 62% strike rate on his pitches. I mean, you can never have too many good lefties, and you can never have too much starting pitching. Like I said, about to turn 22 years old. And the last piece is probably the one I'm most excited about.
Same here.
And that's Christian Encarnacion Strand. And he's a third baseman. I could see him playing first with the Reds. Has played a little bit of first, but mostly a third baseman. In double A this year, 333, 400, 685. In high A, where he spent some time as well, 296, 376, 599. 20 home runs. This guy is a power bat. And if you watch him swing the bat, he's kind of a quick motion. I don't like comparing players because too many people think I'm comparing production. I'm comparing more style, but kind of the effortless quick motion that like Stanton has with his swing is kind of what I see. Again, not a comparison to Giancarlo Stanton. I'm just talking about kind of the effortless quick swing. And if you watch him at the plate, you will immediately hear the pop off of his bat. It just sounds so crisp, can really barrel a ball. That 23 prospect ranking, I would imagine that to jump pretty quickly. Well, I don't know. The Reds, you know, now that he's entered into the Reds system, I'm not exactly sure where he would slot. In college, he had 1,100 OPS. And in the minors, a 993 OPS. Only a 23.3% strikeout rate. So nothing, you know, drastically awful there either. I don't know if the Reds have a ton of players like his current profile. Reese Hines would have been one that I would say a lot of people would immediately think of. But I see Encarnacion and Strain as a much better prospect than Reese Hines.
Yeah, you mentioned, you obviously talked about the pop, and that's really impressive. You talked about the OPS. Some of the things just kind of looking at this baseball reference page, it really jumped out to me. The 34 walks at this point is pretty impressive. I know he does have, you know, 99 strikeouts, but that's kind of what baseball is at now. The on-base percentage of, you know, right now at the 384 in his minor league career, slugging 609, like you said, that OPS is pretty high. But also the ability to steal bases. He's been, you know, in 2022, he's only had, he has 8 stolen bases, which I know isn't a lot, but he's only been caught stealing twice. Seems like it's more of a situational runner. But with a team that hasn't stolen as many bases as we thought they would, certainly seems like it could be a nice addition for this organization.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he's going to steal many bases. That all of the minors have seen a huge uptick in stolen bases with the larger bags and changes of rules. But we know that he at least has done it before. But I can see Steer kind of projecting as somebody who could get in the lineup sooner than later. And I know that there will be questions about how many infielders do we really need. They're not all going to stick in infield. Also, a DH spot will likely open up within the next two seasons as well. I would like to see Steer get some play this season. With Hasher, I think he might be a couple years away, but I do like his stuff. And if you watch him, you can see the movement. You don't have to have all of the advanced analytics from Baseball Savant to know that he has a lot of good movement on his pitches. You can see them darting in a good, you know, good movement on his fastball as well. Not really a flamethrower, more of the low to mid 90s. But, you know, a guy who was a second round pick that a lot of people are still pretty high on. And worst case scenario, you move him to the bullpen where the Reds don't have a lot of options that are left-handed coming up right now. So overall, I think it's a great return. I know that people were probably expecting higher ranked prospects. And just keep in mind that all of these rankings and numbers next to their names change drastically. I mean, we saw Levi Stout. Oh, we got a top five prospect. He's number 15 in the Red system now. It's all system ranking dependent. And the twin system is kind of weird. I mean, Austin Martin's not good, and he's one of their top prospects. I texted Aram right before I came on with this exact package, and he said it's a great package too. So if that means anything out there to those who follow Just Baseball, it's a good package. And as Nick's showing on the screen here, the trade value return, Encarnacion Strain being a 2, I think he's going to have a much higher future value, and I could see that changing. I love the power and the bat to ball.
Yeah, I certainly agree with you. The 3, he's the one I'm definitely most excited about. Nick, Carlos, will bring you guys into the conversation here. First off, just real quick from either of you guys, whoever wants to start, just getting your thoughts on, you know, everything that kind of turns out. I know we've kind of been suspecting that this could have ended up happening, especially after Castillo was traded on Friday, but to get a promising haul back in this, to see what the Reds have been able to do as far as prospects, and obviously we don't know yet what the Tommy Pham details are as far as the player to be named later. Probably won't know that for a couple weeks, if not a little longer. But, you know, obviously from what they've been able to do to rebuild their farm system, I guess is maybe the best way to put it. Pretty impressive few days for what they're trying to do for the future.
There's been a lot of movement, that's for sure, and a lot of stacking up of prospects on which, you know, the Reds gave every intent what they wanted to do. They're doing that. Nick Kroll's doing what seems to be a really good job. I mean, getting the prospects, the numbers, like where they're ranked, you know, really doesn't matter. But, you know, there's people that pay a whole lot more attention to minor leaguers than I do who can speak on this. But, I mean, shoot, it's crazy to see on two different spectrums. I tweeted it out yesterday how, you know, the Padres are in a totally different mindset than what the Reds are, you know, and they're killing it on their end. And it seems like the Reds are killing it on their end for their plan on what they want to do. So we'll see. The day's not over. We'll see what's left.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely glad the Castillo trade was the first one because I think that, you know, it was such an easy consensus. This is a great return for the Reds. This is one that, you know, I think it's Reds and Ford just said this trade is fine in a vacuum. I think that pretty much nails it. I mean, I think you definitely see the upside in that. I don't think the Reds, you know, just sold Tyler Mahle for nothing. But yeah, I'm glad the Castillo one went first. And I mean, the Reds farm system is really loaded right now, and it's in a really, really good spot. And, you know, now's the really hard work of trying to harness that and then build a good competitive major league team.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's kind of what the next steps are. Let's kind of talk the other end real quick. Obviously, you know, Minnesota is a team that's in a different state than the Reds. They get a really good pitcher here and a big ballpark. So Tyler Mahle, obviously, we've seen some ups and downs, and, you know, Clay was just on with us last week, kind of talking about, you know, he's not 100% confident re-signing Tyler Mahle for the sake of he's shown an ability to really struggle quite a bit in GABP. And Carlos has gone as far to say even yesterday, you know, Tyler Mahle on a playoff team is probably a third or fourth starter. Where does he fit into the Twins? Now, obviously, we know he's got an additional year of control after this. They're first place in the AL Central. Is he, you know, where does he fit into their game plan now? Do you suspect he's one of those top three in the postseason for them, Clay?
I do. Yeah, I'm writing the Tyler Mahle article as we speak for the trade, and I just wrote the sentence that he will slot in near the top of their rotation. Right now, they don't really have much of a rotation. Joe Ryan, Chris Archer, Dylan Bundy. It's obviously Sonny Gray. Drew Smeltzer is another option. They just don't have a ton going on in that rotation. A lot of guys who only go four or five innings as well. So Tyler Mahle, I think, will be, especially once they shrink the rotation in the playoffs, a top two guy for them. Now, they may not be done trading. Keep in mind, Spencer Steer was the top prospect, according to certain lists, in this trade. They still have some other pieces that they can go get. I just don't know how much more is left in the starting pitching market. Noah Syndergaard seems to be going elsewhere. I would imagine that Tyler Mahle was their big move. Do I think that's enough to carry the Twins through a postseason run? No. I think that they can win the easy division that's the AL Central, but I don't see them really making a huge move making a big push in the playoffs.
So Reds and Four pointed out in our chat during this, and as always, if you are not here in the chat, thank you for still listening. The two trades the Reds have made this calendar year with the Twins, the Reds got the Twins' first, second, and fourth round picks from the 2021 draft, starting with Chase Petty for Sonny Gray. So
maybe
the Twins and Mariners are our trade buddies.
Late night Reds, Chaz, getting me hyped about some prospects, baby. Y'all do,
I know,
magic.
We win.
Yeah. This is fascinating. I know there's, like, you know, we can kind of deep dive into this. Do you want to show the standings that I know I've already lost?
No.
Okay. Thank you. All right.
All right, guys. I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to jump off of here before you trash me on my pick so far. But thanks for having me on. I'm excited about the return. I know it's not the top-notch thing that we all expected or the flashy prospect names. But the Reds got three players that are playing well and project well, and three that are not 19-year-olds, which I know a lot of people were complaining about.
Pete Rose is bummed.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, my God. See you, Clay.
It's called a stray. Sorry, Pete.
All right. So obviously some really good insight there from Clay. They still young, you know, I think we kind of have a few more moves here that are going on. You know, obviously we said yesterday, Tommy Pham went to the Braves, seemed like a good fit. He's going to Boston. Eric Hosmer's going to Boston. So Carlos, your old Padre friends, Pham and Hosmer back together again with the Red Sox.
Isn't Hosmer's the one who Pham wanted said he wanted to fight, right? With that, whenever Stevenson got hurt?
No, it was Voit.
It was Voit.
Oh, okay.
Isn't he, is he going to the Yankees? No, not the Yankees. Where's he going? Was he traded today?
Voit's on the Nationals.
That's right. Yeah.
Luke Voit now the best player on the team, right?
Yeah, so I was going
to
say.
Fun to watch. I'm going to miss his half unbuttoned jersey and gangster hacks at the plate. Oh, well, I'll settle for Soto. Whatever.
I was going to say, talk about Juan Soto, man. Talk about your excitement as a Padre alum.
Dude, it's crazy. It's awesome. I mean, this is what you want for your team to do, right? You know, you got players that are there in the mix, then all of a sudden you just go for it for the next, you know, it's not just this year. They're going to have right. All those guys for the next, you know, 2.5 years. So
13, 14 years, according to their contracts.
Yeah. Spencer Steer looks like he's 36, like he's an MLB journeyman already.
Well, let's hope he's not an MLB journeyman. Let's hope he's a future Red.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am super stoked about Christian Encarnacion Strand, man. I feel like,
you know, why is everybody so pumped about him? That's like the one that I'm seeing everywhere, like on Twitter. Everybody's so pumped about him. Is it because he's got a cool last name?
I mean, he does have a cool last name. Don't get me wrong. But everything like I read after we heard about this was like, you know, high OPS guy, power bat, kind of answers that could potentially, I say potentially because of what these guys are, answer the question of life when Joey moves on at first base, has that possibility. It just kind of seems like a good all-around player. I think, like, you know, he's probably, I don't know if he'll be, he certainly probably won't be on the big league club till highest, maybe early next season, maybe mid next season, but I think he projects pretty well. Yeah, I think he projects pretty well.
Oh, Mally, it was a fun ride, buddy.
It was. Lots
of ups and downs.
Yeah. You know,
me and Kirby went back and forth on him the last couple years on what he thought he was. And I mean, very, very, very solid guy.
I think he's going to be great in that.
Personally, but
I think he's going to be awesome in that ballpark. I think he's going to do really well in Minnesota.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely, he's going to, Red fans are going to find very quickly how difficult a guy like Tyler Mally is to replace over the next, you know, however long until the Reds are able to develop the next Tyler Mally. And, but, yeah, I mean, he had a really good Reds career. He was, you know, the one playoff team that we have seen in the last decade. He had a really good season. Remember, he was the guy on the outside looking in going into that rotation going into 2020. And then Mily got hurt. DeSclafani just had an awful 2 weeks, which was the whole season. And Mally stepped in. It was really, really good that year. He was actually really, really good at GABP. So maybe it was the fans. Maybe he just didn't like the fans. I don't know. But he was really good that year. And you know, it was a big reason that team was able to get to the playoffs in 2020. So, yeah, I mean, I'll definitely miss him. And but, you know, if he wasn't going to resign here, which I just never got the feeling that Tyler Mally was jumping for joy to resign here, a guy from California, a guy that, you know, didn't pitch well here. It probably made sense to move him now if the Reds, when they were doing their evaluation, thought this was the best return that we're going to get. You know, if we wait till the offseason, you know, his value is going to be diminished because he's only got one season. So yeah, I don't have a problem with them moving on. I would have loved for them to sign him, but he was kind of one of those, like, you know, right on the cusp, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, like you said, like, you know, not that I think he'll stay in Minnesota as kid from California. But you know, after this, you know, after his contract's up, what I mean, but yeah, I think this is kind of the right situation to do so. You know, I wasn't stoked about the idea of moving him because, like you said, like I was definitely open to signing him for a couple of years if it was there on the table. But I like this haul. I mean, I like what they got in return. you know, what they're doing, you know, between the two trades has really been interesting and really fascinating. Stacking up. I know for you, Nick, I know you're excited about the FAM trade because Aristides Aquino got called back up today as in the starting lineup. So I hope everything works out that way for you so you can say I told you so.
Yeah, I'm excited for Aquino's season. So let's go with that. Encarnacion Strand, I was, you know, trying my best to pay attention to Clay, but I'm also trying to, you know, run the show. So hopefully he didn't mention this, but did we mention this guy has 25 home runs this year?
We sure did.
In 348 at-bats.
Like, yeah, I think he already has like 30 pro home runs in like 100 and something games.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, he's probably just a, you know, the 23rd ranked prospect more out of just, you know, hasn't been moved up. He's probably a lot higher than that. But yeah, Spencer Steer, I mean, he's a guy that's pretty close to the big league. So that's exciting. It's exciting to get a, you know, he's, you know, of all the guys the Reds acquired at this deadline so far, he's probably the closest one to the big leagues, right? So,
yeah, you
know, that's exciting to have someone that, I mean, I don't think it's impossible he wouldn't make his, you know, debut this year for the Reds. So, yeah.
Probably a better option at third base than what they have playing third base after Brandon Drury leaves, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do we, who else do we think goes? I mean, I think Drury definitely goes.
Yeah, I do too. I don't know if I'm like 100% confident in Farmer leaving anymore. I was like going into the day, but now I'm like, I don't know.
I was so confident like a week ago, and now I'm not. I think I'd still win if we just get Drury and no one else gets traded.
No. Oh, yeah, that's because you picked more people.
Yeah.
Cheater.
Yeah.
What a cheater.
Who are the...
I should win. I should win because I'm like Michael Jordan, you know. If Drury gets traded, I'm going 3-for-3. You're going to have a loss. Farmer doesn't get traded.
You got two that...
You're going to be the LeBron James of this podcast, oh, and I will be Michael Jordan.
You didn't have Mally on the list. Come on.
It's just like MJ. He didn't go to 7 finals. He only went to 6, right? Tim, am I right?
First round playoff losses don't matter.
I was saying it's better to be eliminated in the first round than in the finals, apparently. So,
although, just for the record, I take the opposite stance on the MJ. LeBron's a GOAT. Anyway.
That's like a rule on my basketball network that we don't have that debate. Like, we're just not doing it. But, yeah, I think Drury definitely goes. I think that's going to happen. You know, I think... Farmer, I'm really more and more up in the air on. Like Hunter Holt said in the chat, let's just go ahead and slap that C on his chest and give him that long-term deal, make him the captain. You know, that should work with, you know, having all our three of our top prospects being shortstops. Why wouldn't we just like hold them back a little more, right?
So what do we have? 2.5 hours left?
2.5 hours left. And
no, no,
an oh, hour, I'm
sorry. Hour and 38 minutes, right?
Oh, I'm going off of. So it's Eastern time?
Yeah. 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 It's always on our time, Carlos.
Damn it.
Yeah. And then the Cubs are also starting to unload people. So, hey, the Reds might end up in third place, guys, because the Cubs are moving. They just moved David Robertson to Philly. Wilson Contreras has got to be dealt in the next hour and a half, right? Like,
I'm seeing a lot of love from people with check marks by their name on Twitter for the Reds. Dealing this offseason.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're going this direction, yeah, I think that, you know, what the Reds did, you know, made the most, you know, I think they made the most of it for sure. I don't know how you can rationally look at the deals the Reds have made so far. And I mean, even Tyler Naquin, like,
yeah,
that happened so long ago at this point. Like, that was a really solid return. I didn't think they'd get anything, which... They're not going to get anything for Tommy Pham. Like, I think it's literally probably just some cash, and that's it. Like, yeah. maybe $25.
$25? Like a fantasy baseball auction draft?
Yeah. Maybe a specialized fantasy football trophy. You know, custom ordered, put it in the Reds Hall of Fame.
But I was going to say, it's not like they're super close. Like, they haven't really had, like, a great season either. So, that was kind of fascinating that they were like trying to make a move there for having him for a couple months.
We want to talk about the Reds rotation now, kind of going forward real quick. We'll probably talk a little bit more about this on tomorrow's show, but we can kind of, you know, look at it here real quickly. So,
yeah,
I'll start here. So, I mean, you're looking at, you know, Green, Lodolo, Ashcraft, Minor. Robert Duggar just won Player of the Week, so I don't know if they don't feel Justin Dunn is ready yet, if maybe he slides in and takes a few starts until Justin Dunn, but Justin Dunn would I assume is going to get some starts at some point this year. And then Brandon Williamson is also waiting in the wings, and Connor Overton is supposed to come back before the end of the year, probably after Green and Ashcraft, I would assume are probably shut down. So I don't think, you know, with just those two going, unless the Reds traded Mike Minor, that they're really going to be, like, you know, bringing up a whole bunch of, you know, guys that have absolutely no business even close.
Yeah.
But I mean, certainly, you know, there's going to be a lot of rough nights at the ballpark the rest of the year.
Are you guys still in the, you know, we've talked about this all year, but with the trades today and just kind of needing guys to start games, do you still feel confident Green and Lodolo get shut down at some point for the rest of the year?
I would think so. I mean, I know the Reds cut Green's start last night pretty short, so maybe they're trying to do a little bit of that. But yeah, I don't think they're going to push Green that much.
I don't think it'll be anything significant. Maybe like miss the last 2 weeks, three at the most. Like it won't be okay. Much. They'll miss like sure. Maybe 3 to 4 starts towards the end of the year. Cause you know, you want to stretch them out to September, cause that's what they got to get their arm ready for. So next year, you know, 2 years from now, it's not something brand new on their arm, you know, to throw that many innings. So kind of ease them on in there this year to maybe mid September next year, all the way through. Then the following year, there's no limits.
Kind of like the last guy I could think of was Tyler Mahle. You know, they in 2018 they shut him down the beginning of September. He made like one start.
That's right, yeah.
So yeah. We did get another good question from Jace. What about the 40-man roster? I'll be honest, I haven't really been able to, like, you know, go through and look through the math on that. I mean, I think the Reds are probably going to have some more 40-man spots, so, you know, they're not going to, you know, like, that's probably why they waited to bring Aquino up to today to so they didn't have to DFA anyone, as opposed to bring him back earlier because he was on the 60-day IL. But that'll give them a little bit more flexibility with that, depending on, you know, how many more, you know, guys they trade. Oh, yeah. And there it is. Brandon Drury
to San Diego. All right. Any word on that return just yet, or just officially announced that it's happened?
Yeah, Rosenthal 40 seconds ago tweeted that. So, yeah, I guess let's fill time on the
Steve
air.
Steve Steer, going to go play. He's going to be the starting third baseman tomorrow.
Man, what a day.
Man. Hopefully, like, the people who, like, are due roster updates for MLB The Show, like Nick, are just, like, and just have their PlayStation on the whole time, or their gaming system. I don't want to be biased. And just are kind of making the moves as they go, because otherwise it's going to be a long weekend night putting this all back together if you're a crazy lunatic like us. Carlos, man, tell us about how Brandon Drury fits to the Padres.
He fits nice. He's going to fit quite nicely. I'm imagining, I don't know, maybe they'll put him in the outfield. You know, whenever Tatis gets back, maybe he'll just be a guy off the right-handed bat, off the bench, DH, probably some. They'll find spots for him. I don't think he's going to hit quite as many homers now, but maybe those homers turn into doubles. We'll take them.
Yeah, I mean, you have Juan Soto, so I think you're going to be okay with not getting as many homers from Brandon Drury.
They got a Tatis Jr. coming back too. Oh, buddy, let's not turn this to a Padres podcast yet.
Well, it's okay because we're talking about, you know, Red.
Got sweaty palms.
If it was Grisham for Drury, oh my gosh, that would I would love to buy low on Grisham. I just don't think the Padres are going to get rid of their only probably legit center fielder.
Yeah, probably not.
That'd be some rough defense. That would be a 2021 Reds outfield defense.
That would be some rough offensive production for the Reds outfielder if that was the case.
I mean, yeah.
Do you got Nick Senzel? He would be the leader. He hasn't. I mean, what is he? Is he still below 100 on the weighted runs created plus? What is he at? In the 90s? 80s?
I don't know. Jonathan India is kind of making up for it, though. So,
oh, that boy's back, isn't he?
Yeah.
Whenever we went to the Reds game a couple of weekends ago, and we saw Mo there, I snuck up behind him and I asked him, "Hey, so this Jonathan India guy that we were so hyped about, have you seen anything this year?" And we started talking, like, "Man, he just really hasn't put anything together." And then that night, I think he had like two hits, and then from then on, he's gone off.
Here we go. Victor Acosta is the return.
Victor Acosta.
Padres. I love our comments, man, because
another shortstop. Hell yeah.
Well, we even got their rankings. I don't even have to try to look this up. You guys are awesome. Thanks, Crunky.
Yeah, thank you guys for all this.
Seventh. The Reds turned Brandon Drury into a team's top 10 prospect. That's beautiful.
Oh, but just because he's one team's top 10 prospect doesn't mean he's another team's top 10 prospect.
I don't know. Is that a top 10 prospect after they traded like five of them today?
Yeah.
My man's a walking machine. All right. I like him.
I was hoping they got a reliever with some team control or something. I don't know. But
we'll see. Acosta's only 18 whatever. Years old, according to his baseball reference page. So,
hey, man. Hey. Anything you're getting for a guy that you signed on a minor league contract, you know, yeah. is,
well,
yeah. Do we like farm dog is Kyle Farmer?
Farm dog is the only one left, huh?
Will farm dog survive? Will he make it till the,
I hope so. Just so Nick doesn't get them all right.
So who plays like third base tomorrow? Is it Moose? Because that's a terrible idea, even though that's probably the most logical option at this point.
Victor Acosta was actually 6 on pipeline. So I don't know if that was because they moved someone else up. But yeah, I mean, that's shortstop, rookie ball, 2025 ETA, 5'11". All the shortstops.
Very different from Ellie De La Cruz. Very different.
I don't think Hunter brought this up. I don't think that really has anything to do with Barrero. I really thought that Kyle Farmer would get traded. He's the only one that I predicted that hasn't yet. So
we still got an hour and a half. So
is Barrero in Miami?
Oh. No, he was not on the taxi squad for this series, correct?
No, probably not. I mean, they could have Matt Reynolds, you know, fill in.
Yeah.
Until, yeah, I would think they're going to want to get Barrero up here soon. I would think they're going to want to give him a run for the rest of this year and into next year until at least, you know, Marte or McClain is ready. It seems like this is your window to see what you got with this guy. Get him up here. Let's see what we got.
Yeah, I agree. At this point, I don't know if it's like a lost cause thing. I don't know. Can we say it's a little more, maybe, I don't know if this is fair, but it was now or never like a fair thing in this conversation. Like, look, dude, we got all these guys that play your position. I know we can move them around to do different things, but we need to see what we got from you kind of thing.
Close.
I'm sorry, I missed the question. Sorry. I can't right now.
Go ahead. I know you're very excited. We talked Barrero. We were asked if he's a lost cause. I don't know if he's necessarily a lost cause, but I kind of wonder if it's more towards the like now or never kind of thing for him, where it's like we need to see what you can do.
No, I think next year will be his now or never year. It'd be nice to see him up there getting some ABs. They just got to make sure he's in a good state of mind when they call him up, like he's seeing the ball well. And because the last thing you want to do is call somebody up who's struggling and then struggle some more. That'll be really rough going into next year. So, yeah, I'd like to see him up. Hopefully I heard today that he was doing actually pretty well the last couple of weeks. So whether that's true or not, I really don't know. I'm just taking somebody's word for it. Yeah, put him up there, plug him in, let him play, move him around, see what he can do, where he's best at. That's all you can do the rest of the year, really. I mean, I don't think anybody else next year that they've traded. I just don't think that anybody that they've gotten, you know, from the trade is going to be like, oh, I got shortstop next year, you know.
Yeah, I think
it's a free open spot. And whoever can hit is going to get it probably.
How about the fact that the Dayton calls up Elliot DeCruz gets called to Chattanooga, and then Dayton gets Noel V. Marte to fill in that spot. That seems pretty awesome. Seems pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think if Barrero comes up and he hits, I don't think he has anything to worry about. I think he can take and run with the shortstop because everything I've heard makes me think that he's probably a better defensive shortstop than Marte. And I would assume he's probably better than McLean too, as McLean is not really like a just shortstop. They kind of drafted him more as a guy they would move around. So, I mean, Barrero, you come up, you hit, it's yours, man. Like I don't think he has anything to worry about, but he's got a hit. So, yeah, I mean, I think the only guy that probably is Arroyo that's, you know, like got an ETA of 2025. So, Twins fans have found the show.
How about it? Joe M. Is this Joe Mauer? Blink twice if you're Joe Mauer.
no picture. So Mr. Mauer, let's tell you about Tyler Mahle. We think you're getting a really, really good pitcher. I think this is a good trade for the Twins. This is probably one of those trades I think is probably a good trade for both teams. I think this is a win-win kind of based on where both teams are at. If the Reds were in the spot of the Twins, I would love to get Tyler Mahle. I mean, I think in that ballpark, I think he's going to have a ton of success. I think he is, you know, the last month has been pitching his best baseball of the season. I think that his, a lot of his, you know, peripheral numbers say that he's much, much better than what he's shown so far this year. And I think Tyler Mahle could be better than Sonny Gray by the end of the year.
I was just about to say that.
You get him in that ballpark, you know. I'm not saying he will for sure, but you know, I think he has that upside. So, and they got him for next year too. So, yeah, I would be very excited if I was a Twins fan. I'm happy as a Reds fan with what, you know, what the Reds got back. So, win-win. Let's go.
Yeah. I know Brett Phillips has struggled in Tampa. This is Adam Green, but he wasn't a highly coveted prospect or a quality prospect. Thoughts on the Reds give him a minor league deal to see if he can play the game?
I love the guy. I love his attitude.
Yeah, he's fun.
He's just such a bad hitter. He's a really good defensive center fielder.
Hell no.
Only
if he brings two helmets with him. I do not want to see the double ear flap on a big league game.
And no chance he's taking away at bats from Aquino. Get out of here with that.
Yeah, how dare he?
It's Aquino's time. Good question. I don't see it unless there's something they're scouting that I'm missing.
Yeah. The comments coming in. Mahle in that ballpark. Sheesh. So I guess if you didn't know already, Tyler Mahle is a fly ball pitcher. So Tony B said, remember when the Reds built all the prospect depth and when they knew they were on the cusp, they flipped the depth for a spot of need, Latos. And that's something that's very possible too. This is a great point.
It's a great comment. Great comment.
Yeah. So it's definitely something where, you know, if they're decent 2023, you know, they win 84, 85 games, they're like, hey, we can make a run at this. You know, they have enough pieces to maybe do something like that here. So,
yeah, they're going to have a lot of money to spend and they could have the prospect capital to add another piece that to make that money go a little farther. So, yeah, that's an awesome point. Love that point.
Yeah, I did too. Joe Mauer says that we definitely got some solid prospects back from Mahle with Steer and Encarnacion.
CES, man. I love that. I love CES.
New CES. Name. All right, we're going with it. Thank you.
That's me in 5 years. What his name is, I'm going to say CES.
Mm-hmm. That's actually just be his jersey at Great American Ballpark. Do the Twins make another move before the trade deadline? And do you think C4 will stay? I don't know.
Who's C4? Anybody?
Trying to figure that out myself.
Oh, Correa? Is that Carlos Correa, number four? Yeah, he ain't staying.
Yeah, I would think
he's gone after this year.
Yeah.
Back to Houston. No, they got their shortstop. He'll be on the East Coast somewhere, I'm sure.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys remember, but the Padres
can put him in the outfield.
Josh Hader was traded to the Padres, and no one even remembers that at this point because of everything that happened in the last hour. So
much action.
Yeah. Oh, man, this is fun. So is there anything else we need to do? We like hang out in case to see if Kyle Farmer gets moved? Like, what do we do from here?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's from baseball trade values. Overpay by the Padres for Drury. I'm just kidding. I think it's a good move for them. They clearly just, why even worry about a farm system at this point? You know,
they've still got half of it left.
No, I know. I'm more kidding. But yeah, no, I think he's a great fit. I thought he was a great fit too. For literally any team. If I was the Dodgers, would you guys? I would have much rather got Drury than Gallo. Like,
yeah,
I'm not against Gallo, but. I don't.
What is going on there?
I don't understand that at all, because they have like all left-handed bats too. Like, that's why I thought they could have really used Drury.
Yeah, I agree.
They're gonna have five left-handed bats in their lineup: Freeman, Lux, Muncy, Bellinger, Gallo.
Well, Freeman's gonna probably end up playing the Braves in a playoff series and get really emotional and not want to play. So
he's gonna be crying during his at bat.
Wait a minute.
Then when he gets on first,
when
he scores,
did the Mariners just get Kirk Casale? Is this like a thing now?
What was that question? Go back to it.
Well, that's for you, Carlos. Do you
realize the Reds may need Votto to have one star for attendance in 23, but do they give him a departure today of this offseason to the Blue Jays while he's playing his salary? Oof. I don't think it used to be in the cards, but it might be now.
You think he's going, yeah, you know what? I might accept that. I might
do that now, yeah.
I might not pull an Eric Hosmer.
I'll go play with Bo and Vlad, and we'll have a good time. I would 1,000% get a Blue Jays Joey Votto jersey.
But I really don't think this will... Honestly, this won't bother him at this point because basically the Reds have been doing this his entire career. So he's just out trying to get himself right now more than anything else.
He's looked good the last week.
I mean, it's not like the season was going anywhere, you know? So, right. I mean, yeah.
Very much so. I am stoked.
Reds in four. Farmer has to go to Seattle at this point. I agree. They can send us Jared Kelenic. We'll take that. We'll take a chance to see if he can get his swing back. How about the Guardians not making a move any today?
How about a lot of teams not making any moves?
Yeah. I thought the Guardians for sure would, because they're like close in division and the wild card.
This is from Charlie Goldsmith, quote from Brandon Drury. The Padres have a great team. Looking forward to trying to win a ring. I can't thank Cincinnati enough.
No, you cannot, Drury, because you will get paid this offseason if you hit just a little bit in San Diego.
Yeah. Hey, what a great win for everyone. You know,
what a bargain, yeah.
Everybody who wanted him gone got their wish, and they got a good return for him is what it seems like. For what they paid for him. So we'll see how much more expensive he is in this offseason.
Yeah. Let's get to look at this real quick. Adam Green just asked, do you guys think the Reds could pull off a decent grab of prospects for a Farmer and Solano combo? I feel if a team needed some infield depth that could really bolster some young prospects. At this point, with what they've been able to do, sure. Yeah, why not? Do they play shortstop?
I see somebody trading for Solano sooner than Farmer.
Right? I think they would kind of be redundant players. I don't think a team needs two. Mm-mm. But I mean, I think both guys have value to teams. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I Kyle Farmer, man, if I'm in win now mode, I think he just fits a lot of teams, gives them, you know, shortstop security, gives them a guy that crushes left-handed pitching, can play every infield position. And then Solano, I mean, has a better track record as a hitter, you know, against right-handed and left-handed pitching. But he's just, you know, he's older. So I don't know if that kind of, you know, scares some teams off. And he was hurt most of the year. So, yeah, Reds and Four brought up Giants would be in the market for Solano. Yeah, they would love a player like Solano.
I just saw one of the best tweets that says, if you're reading this, you've now been traded to the Padres.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Maybe Kyle Farmer could go to the Dodgers and just platoon with Max Muncy since he's had such a brutal time. Maybe Farmer's a fantastic bench guy for a Dodgers team. Adam Green and I on the same page.
Kurt Casale going to Seattle.
Seattle Reds, bro. It's our payback for Griffey. Don't forget it.
Yeah, so what's the next jersey or Scherzy that they sell at Cincinnati? Is it going to be a crawl? What number does he get?
I assume it's India.
I would buy a crawl jersey right now. Scherzy. I wouldn't buy a jersey.
Yeah. Nike makes those things too expensive.
How the tides have turned, man. Like
how the turntables.
Like, I think a month ago, there was a story in The Athletic. And I quote tweeted it and I said, I'm rooting for Kroll because it kind of just, you know, highlighted some of the tough things he's dealt with. And my God, people came with a pitchfork for saying I was rooting for the Reds general manager. And, you know, now
it's because you work for them, Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't you know?
Weren't you happy for the trades I made? I mean, come on.
Yeah. What a crazy, crazy day.
I got one more thing. Give me just a second here to get it up. I definitely thought this might be a good way to kind of highlight and you know, get out of here. So this is using fantasy baseball, but it kind of gives us an idea of what the Reds have added here at the deadline. So Jeff Erickson, fantasy baseball expert, of the players rated at the deadline, these are the top 400 prospects. And the Reds have Arroyo at 25, Marte at 34, Encarnacion Strand at 70. That's how high they value him. Steer at 119, Costa 140, and then 363 Hajar. So, I mean, my goodness. I mean, that's just a ridiculous amount of talent to get at one deadline. That's pretty wild.
It is wild. Pretty exciting.
So, yeah, I mean,
this is like when Carlos was in the system and it was like Homer and Jay and Joey and all those guys, but it's pretty awesome. It's pretty fun.
Yeah. One other quick point, a good comment from Chucky on Twitter. Victor Costa, who the Reds got for Drew, was given a $1.9 million signing bonus. So that was, you know, kind of a nice point about how much the Padres, you know, valued him when they were picking him up. So, yeah,
I like it. Well, cool. I guess we'll have our regular show tomorrow, as planned. But if something comes up, I'm sure we'll have that to be discussed. We're gonna have our good friend, not so cool Jules, on. We met her last weekend at GABP. Just threw out the first pitch of the game, from what I saw on the Twitters. So that's pretty cool for her. Good for her. Mike Minor is pitching tomorrow against Sandy Alcantara. So. Don't know if I'm super stoked to talk about the game afterwards, but hey, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah. Thank you all for tuning in on such short notice. As always, we definitely appreciate it. It's been a fun few days. Be sure to, as always, go to Bet Online. Use Believe 50 to get that 50% welcome bonus and make some money. Have a good one, everyone. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.